great Zig Ziglar said, take care of your thoughts when you're alone, and take care of your words when you're with people. I don't know if I fully agree with Zig Ziglar, but we'll get to more of that in a minute. Hello there. This is the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, a mindset coach, and this place, the Monday Morning Mindset, is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Remember, it's your mindset that determines your success in running and in life. Back to Zig Ziglar. He said, take care of your thoughts when you're alone and take care of your words when you're with people. And I've been going over this kind of in my mind. And how can you have thoughts without words? The thoughts that I think, the stories that I tell myself, you know, that's what the thoughts are. The thoughts that I think are made are actually stories that I'm telling myself. Those are made up of words. And so it's all words. So maybe I'm splitting hairs here, but I want to talk about the power of words. Not only the words that you think, but the words that you say. What I've come to is that the words that you use create your reality. Now, you've probably heard this from New Age people. You know, it's a real woo-woo-woo-woo. Speak your reality into existence. That's you know, I don't know if I believe that or not. There may be some weight to that, and I'll talk about that and get around to that in a little bit. The thing that I want to really settle on is that we don't experience the world as it is. You and I, reality is what happens, and what we see is our interpretation of it. Here's what happens: there's an event that happens. Say, for instance, someone cuts you off in traffic, and you see that event, you experience that event with your senses, and your mind creates a story. And this, you know, the story is made up of words, which kind of gets back to what I'm talking about here is words. But the story you tell yourself is what it means to you and for you. Now, you know, it could be that you almost died, that somebody almost caused you to wreck. Whatever the event is that happens, you interpret that through the story and your senses. So you're not really experiencing, and somebody looking at it from another angle may have a different story. In fact, the driver of the car will have a different story. You know, he may just be an ass, and he's telling himself that everybody else should just get out of his way. He could be, he could be stressed out and distracted. Each of us has our own story, and we're interpreting the world through our own lens and using our words. So your mind is actually a database made up of the stories that you've told yourself in the past and the stories you're telling yourself now. In fact, as you're listening to me tell the story about stories, you're telling yourself a story. We interpret everything. You and I both interpret everything through stories with words. And who you are and how the world works, it's the words that you use that form what is real for you. And it's not just your perceptions. Your words have power over the real world. I did an experiment. In fact, I talked about it, I think, on Instagram, that plants will respond to your words and your intentions. Now, this is, I've heard about, this is years old. People have been doing experiments for a long time. I think I heard about it in high school, and that was a long time ago for me. But I did this experiment with my grandchildren. You know, there was always a joke about, you know, the crazy woman who has a bunch of cats and talks to her plants. I did this experiment with bean seeds, and we spoke. And in fact, I didn't do it. I had my grandkids speak the words. They demeaned and you know how kids are. They talked bad to one pot with the plants, one pot of bean seeds. They talked good to another one, and to the third one, they didn't do anything. And I watered them, I took care of them, everything was equal except for the words used. The plants that had the bad words spoken to them sprouted up and fell over and shriveled and almost died. In fact, they were on the verge of death. The ones that we spoke good words to, they shot up and grew faster than the ones that we ignored. In fact, they grew so fast that they couldn't support themselves, and they fell over, but they were healthy and green. So there is something to this of the words that you speak affecting the, what we'd call the real world. So imagine what would happen, and how would you speak differently if the things that you say were immediately created in time and space, immediately happened? The words you say immediately came true, just like that. Now, I've heard people speaking some words that you probably, we tend to be careless with a lot of our words. And, you know, tell me if you've heard people speak this way. Oh, I'm such a klutz. Oh, I stumble over my own feet all the time. I always mess up. Oh, I could never do that. I'm such an idiot. I'm getting the flu or I'm getting the cold. Now, because these words don't happen to us immediately, we tend to just think, that the words we use don't matter. And I want to rethink that. And I want to encourage you to rethink that, because I choose every year, I choose a word for the year. My word for last year, for 2021, was promotion. And so I've been working on trying to promote myself, doing things on the podcast and on social media to promote my business and what I'm doing here. My word for 2022 is words. Okay. Everybody says, what? When I tell them, my word for the year is plural, words. I am picking this word for the year to work on and to focus on the words that I use. Now, I've been pretty good at that. In fact, if you've been around me and you say something demeaning about yourself, I will probably stop you and say, wait. You don't really want that result in your life. People say I'm such a klutz. People say I'm clumsy. I can stumble over my own feet. There are a lot of things that I hear people say about themselves, and I really key in on some of those and don't let you get away with it. But I'm going to kind of double down this year. I am going to treat this year as if the power of words, the things that I speak, are going to happen. And I'm going to be much more careful about the words that I say and how I use my words. I believe that there is power in words. And even, it's not New Age woo-woo. I demonstrated it with the plants. I mean, I saw it for myself. No, it wasn't just something I read on the internet. Oh yeah, speak to plants, they'll grow faster. No, our words actually, your words will actually have impact on what happens to you. And so if you're hanging around with me, if you know me in real life, I'll be even much more sensitive than I was before. I am going to treat the words that come out of my mouth as if they have power to create what I want. And so I'm going to try to remember to think before I speak. Now, this also goes to the words that I don't speak, the stories I tell myself in my mind and my thoughts. Zig Ziglar said, take care of your thoughts when you're alone. I'm going to be watching the words that I think as well. That's a little bit harder because I tend to have a filter of what comes out of my mouth, and the filter for what you think, that's a little bit more difficult. But when I think words that I'm going to be kind of having not a sensor, a monitor on my thoughts. And so when those thoughts that come through that really won't produce the results that I really am looking for, or if I know they're going to be producing negative results, I'm going to kind of rewind it and say, wait. No, I don't want that to happen. Now, this is something that I've been working on it for the last several years. And the tools that I use as a coach for my clients, this is what I help my clients do. Because quite frankly, the stories that you tell yourself, the words that you use, the words that you speak are going to create the outcomes that you have. And if you want to change your life, tell better stories, use better words, and it does make a difference. That's not all I do as a mindset coach, but that is one of the powerful tools that I use. And so I encourage you, I mean, whether you're my client or not, pay attention to the words that you use. Pay attention to your thoughts and the kinds of things that you're thinking about yourself, and make sure that they're directing you toward the goal that you want. because that's really what we're all here for, is to try to improve ourselves, to be better at the end of 2022 than we are right now. This podcast is released in January. Hey, thank you a lot for listening. If I can help you get control of your words and your thoughts, and help you get to the epic life that you want to live, give me a DM, or you can get me through ultramindsetpodcast.run. That would take you to the show notes for the podcast, and there's a place there you can contact me. Thanks again for listening. I'll see you next time.